It is 95 degrees in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Letters are delivering very difficult news to some people on the south side of Davidson County. Their homes are in the path of the state's planned improvements to Interstate 24. The Tennessee Department of Transportation says they have to move to make way for choice lanes. The Tennessean reports people started receiving letters in July. The number of working Tennesseans is on a downward slide. That may come as a surprise because the unemployment rate has been improving. While those figures may seem to contradict each other, they measure different groups of people. The unemployment rate shows the jobless population among those who are actively looking for work. It does not capture people without jobs who, for one reason or another, aren't filling out applications for new ones. The Tennessee Lookout reports that group has steadily grown over the last 8 months. But the state's top economic advisor isn't worried just yet. At the moment, he says it's still considered a short-term trend, and the number of people not working is better than it was before the pandemic. Big-name healthcare investors are contemplating whether they should plant a flag in Nashville. Robin Shaw is the co-founder of Time Care, which he started here in 2020 and is now valued at more than $1 billion. Time Care's investors include divisions of CVS, Humana, and JP Morgan. On our daily show, This is Nashville, Shaw said those firms now have enough investments in the city to consider a permanent office.
A lot of them have started to say, hey, look, should we open offices here in Nashville? They're making so many investments in Nashville. They see this as a community where a lot of great companies are getting started to get closer to the source. It is one of my personal goals to get them here.
Time Care supports patients being treated for cancer in order to reduce costs for insurance plans. Main Street Health, which is another Nashville-based company, is also in the so-called value-based care sector. It was just named the fastest-growing private company in the U.S. This weekend, some moviegoers attended special screenings in honor of Dolly Parton. Select Regal Cinemas in Tennessee showed Steel Magnolias and The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas. Each ticket sold for $9.25, a nod to Parton's hit song, 9 to 5. The theater chain says it's giving all proceeds from ticket sales to Parton's Imagination Library. And if you missed the initial showings, Regal says it's expanding the tribute nationwide this coming weekend.